Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. Please send any comments, thoughts you have to me in DM. Love to hear from people, get a few responses, and I would love to hear more. Also, if you could go to your podcast provider, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and rate and review. A 5-star rating would be greatly appreciated to help promote the show, get more listeners out there, get more people on it as I'm trying to grow this. Also, a couple Twitter feeds that we have here at Ethos, Sports Ethos, that I suggest as the basketball season wraps up. Check out our Ethos Fantasy BB for basketball. It is the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. You get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. Faster than a competition, provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy. Sorry, I said earlier BB. It's BK for basketball. Ethos Fantasy BK. And for wagering as well, it's great because you get all the lineups, especially at the end of the year in the silly season in the NBA. Starting lineups, you get guys' last-minute changes, scratches. It's a great Twitter feed. The other one is the one I did mention, Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. As the baseball season gets started in a couple days, you're going to get the same kind of thing. Regular updates on who's in, who's out, pitching changes, line movements, that kind of thing. So I highly recommend you check out Ethos Fantasy BB as well. And before I get started, I want to mention our partners at Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app, or you can go to thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS, that's ETHOS, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Basically, pick player props on the biggest names playing every night, score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize, share a chunk of the nightly prize. And if you're looking for prop information, you get a bit on this show. I'll give out one in a little while. But you also, I'd also check out our Sports Ethos DFS team. We have regular podcasts, or you can go to sportsethos.com and get our DFS package, where you're going to get a lot of daily information on basketball, great updates, and our team over there has done a fantastic job all season basketball DFS. So I highly recommend you check them out. Again, though, it's thrivefantasy.com. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. So before we get to the boards, and there are quite a number of games on tap tonight, quick recap yesterday. The NCAA championship went down with a fantastic game. I was on North Carolina, money line plus 170. That didn't hit as they lost a close one. They were leading well into the second half, so I was quite excited about that. But I thought it was a fantastic final, a great tournament. Not a lot of crazy upsets, but a good Final Four. And hats off to Kansas for pulling out the championship. I did play a prop. I put it in our wager pass, and I didn't mention the show yesterday, but I played Remy Martin over 11.5 points for 2 units, and he actually hit that. So in the NCAA, I was 1-1, but plus 1 unit. And the NHL on the ice, I had 2 same-game parlays. I had Boston, who won 3-2, but I had over 6.5, so didn't hit that. And I had St. Louis, minus 425 and under 6.5 goals. So I did hit that. So I was 1-1 and plus 0.26. So I was plus 1.26 units on the day. St. Louis won 5-1, so I just got in under the 6.5. So I was quite happy about that. So a positive 1.26 units on the day. Now, I haven't mentioned this too much before, but if you are looking for wagering advice, at Sports Ethos, we have our wager pass. And if you go to our site, sportsethos.com, that's sportsethos.com, you can check out our wager pass. And it is for basically $16 a month. I think it's $15.99. A little more than 50 cents a day. You get all the games that I'm playing. You get Aussie rules football. You're going to get basketball at the end of the season, hockey at the end of the season, baseball starting up this week. You're going to get a ton of baseball coverage. We even have some tennis plays on there. It's really worth the money. We had a great month of March. You've definitely been making your money back on your investment in the last, well, pretty much all the basketball season and hockey season this year and college basketball throughout the winter. So great investment. If you're into wagering, it's, I believe, very affordable product. You're going to get plays throughout the day. We usually start populating it around noon every day, right up to just before the game. So again, go to sportsethos.com, and check out our wager pass option. And I think you're going to find tremendous value if you do join. So let's get to the boards. In the NBA, there's 12 games tonight. I'm really struggling finding games of any value at this time. I call it the silly season. You have teams that are out of the playoffs. You got teams playing for next year. You have teams that have kind of locked themselves into a position. So the numbers are really wonky to me, but we'll run through them anyways. We start with Cleveland and Orlando. The Cavs are 8.5-point favorites, total 221. On the injury report, Cleveland is missing Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Colin Sexton, and Dean Wade, who's out for the year. The Magic and the flip side are down Cole Anthony. Wendell Carter Jr. is still out. Gary Harris is out for personal reasons. Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner are questionable. If I had to lean here, I'd actually lean Orlando. I was looking at taking Orlando. I just think at home, catching 8.5 points is a few too many for Cleveland to be laying. So I would lean Orlando, but I'm not on the game. The next game sees Philadelphia travel to Indiana. Philadelphia is 11.5-point favorites, total 234.5. On the injury list here, 76ers are pretty much healthy. Indiana has Bidotse questionable. Malcolm Brogdon is questionable, as is TJ McConnell. Then the usual guys are out. Miles Turner, Chris Duarte, Rubio, and Warren. Obviously, those guys are all out. Few too many points here for me. I was looking at taking Philly. They are clearly the better team, and I think they run over Indy easily. Just 11.5 points is a few too many for me to feel comfortable with. If this came down to the 10.5 range, I might look at it, but it's a stay away. Next game is here in Toronto. We have Atlanta coming to play the Raptors. The Raptors are 4-point favorites, total 226. On the injury report, Bogdanovich is questionable. Collins is out. For the Raps, we have OG Anunoby, questionable. Other than that, everybody's fairly healthy. I don't think Anunoby's expected to play. I would lean the Raps here. My model has it closer to about a 2-point spread. That's why I'm not on it. They've been playing really well, but Atlanta can put up points, and Atlanta can play with pretty much anybody when they're on. So it's a fade for me, but if I had to lean, I'd be leaning towards Toronto. The next game is in Miami. We see Charlotte travel to play the Heat. The Heat are 5.5-point favorites. 226.5 is the total. On the injury report, you have Deadman is questionable. Lowry's questionable. Caleb Martin's questionable. Morris, PJ Tucker, they're also questionable for the Heat. On the other side of that, I don't see Charlotte down anybody. I don't think... I'm looking on the report. Charlotte isn't listed on the report. So other than Gordon Hayward, I don't think they're really missing anybody of substance. I would lean Miami. I'd maybe look the 226.5 total. Maybe look under. As much as Charlotte can put up points, they're on the road, and Miami's very solid defense. But with Lowry out... listed as rest or soreness, that probably means he's not going to play. They may not be as tight defensively, but I would lean Miami and probably lean the under 226.5. The next game is a classic silly season. You got Houston traveling to Brooklyn. The Nets are 17-point favorites. Total in this is 245.5. For Houston, you have all these guys out. Eric Gordon, Schroeder, Christian Wood. For the Nets, you have Bruce Brown is back, which is good. Curry's out, Dragic's out, Harris is out, and James Johnson's questionable. And I do believe that Ben Simmons is out for the year, as the last I heard, unless I have a deep playoff run. So, anyways, I can't touch this game. 17 points is way too much for me to lay in an NBA game. Granted, Brooklyn could beat them by 30, and especially at home. Kyrie's playing now. Just too many points for me to lean, though. The next game, which I think will be an interesting game, and I am on, is Milwaukee travels to Chicago. Milwaukee's 6.5-point favorites, and you can get a total at 233. When I look at the injury report, the Bulls obviously have Lonzo Ball out. Zach LaVine's questionable. This game is a stay away if he doesn't play. On the Milwaukee side, Giannis is probable. Everything I've heard is that he will be in. But I'm actually on the Bulls here at +6.5. If LaVine is out, I'm not on the Bulls at all. But Milwaukee's lost two straight. Not that that really matters. And obviously they're against the Clippers and Dallas. But they are on the road, where Chicago is 27-11 at home. Now, these two teams have played three times. Milwaukee has won them all, but the two are fairly close. At Milwaukee in late January, Milwaukee won 94-90. February 4th at Chicago, Milwaukee won 118-112. And the last game, March 22nd at Milwaukee, the Bucks blew them out 126-98. So I think this game is going to be close. Chicago's a tougher team at home. They still got something to play for, battling in the playoffs. I think the Raptors are closing in on them. So they've got something to play for, as does Milwaukee. But I think laying 6.5, this line opened about 5.5. So Milwaukee laying 6.5 points on the road is not something I want to back right now. So I'm on the Bulls +6.5 at home. The next game is Portland travels to OKC. Oklahoma City's 4.5-point favorite, total 221.5. And sit tight, because this injury report might take a while. Basically, every team has everybody out. On OKC, you have all these guys out. Baisley, Dort, Favors, Giddy, Gilgeous-Alexander, Ty Jerome, Trey Mann. On Portland, you have all these guys out as well. Bledsoe, Hart, Ingles, I don't even think he's with the team anymore. Lillard's obviously out for the year, as is Nurkic, Anthony Simons. So you've got a whole pile of who knows what going on there. I would lean OKC. They've played a little better, actually, with all these guys out than I think people thought. But this game is just hard to tell. OKC is a bad team at home, but I can't trust Portland either. So I would lean OKC at -4.5. If this got down to 3.5 or so, I would definitely be on OKC. I think OKC wins. I just don't know if they win by the 4.5. Next game that I am on, Washington travels to Minnesota. You have the T-Wolves as 12-point favorites, Washington in total of 238. The injury report has Minnesota down. Oh, Beasley's probable. Beverly and Jaden McDaniels are questionable. The Wiz obviously are short Bradley Beal for the year. And Kuzma, I believe, is out for the year as well. However, they've got Kristaps Porzingis back. He's been playing well. He's playing tonight. And I think that is not the difference in the game, but the difference in me taking them and not taking them. So I'm on Washington +12. They've been playing a little better lately. I know it's on the road, and Minnesota is, I think, rounding in the form and could be an upset-minded team come playoff time. I just think laying 12 points is too many. So I'm on Washington +12 at Minnesota tonight. The next game I'm also on is Memphis travels to Utah. You get Utah -5.5-point favorite, and Memphis total 226.5. As we look at the injury report for the Grizz, obviously Ja Morant is out. Dylan Brooks is questionable, and for Utah, fairly healthy. Everybody of significance is playing. I just think the way Memphis is playing, catching 5.5 points, my model has Utah actually about a pick 'em. So getting 5.5 points. Memphis is playing well, even with Ja out. So I like the Grizz here. They've won 7 in a row, 9-1 in their last 10. Memphis is also 26-13 on the road, so a good road team. Utah comes in 4-6 in their last 10, 27-11 at home, so strong at home. But they've lost 6 of their last 7, with their only win being over the Lakers, who are really struggling. So Utah is, I think, struggling. And yeah, they're at home, so you got to give them a little bit of a bump there, but I don't think you give them 5.5 points. And I think Memphis is coming in and will make it a game. I could see even Memphis winning this, frankly. Maybe look at the money line, but I'm happy to take the points. So I'm taking Memphis +5.5 on the road. The next game, see San Antonio travel to Denver. You can get the Nuggets at -9, total 234. On the injury report, Jeff Green questionable. Not a whole lot else for Denver. We know Murray's out, Porter Jr.'s out. For San Antonio, you've got Doug McDermott out. DeJounte Murray is out. Other than that, everybody is there. So Murray doesn't help, that's for sure. I like Denver here. I just don't like them laying 9 points. It's a few too many for me. If we were in the 7, 7.5 range, I'd probably be on the Nuggets, but not going to touch this game. Second last game of the night sees New Orleans travel to Sacramento. You can get the Pelicans at -8, total 224. For the Pels, everybody is fairly healthy, but Valanciunas is questionable. And for Sacramento, you have got the usual cast of characters out. Terrence Davis is out, De'Aaron Fox is out, Holmes is out, and Sabonis is out for the year. So I like Denver. Sorry, I like New Orleans to win and probably cover because Sacramento is not playing with all these guys out, but just laying points kind of scares me. So I'm not really interested in that one. Last game of the night is the Lakers travel to Phoenix for at the start of the year, what I think people thought would have been a great game. I'm not convinced that's going to be the case. And neither are the bookmakers. Phoenix is 11.5-point favorite, total 232.5. Suns are fairly healthy. For the Lakers, you've got the usual question mark beside Anthony Davis. LeBron is out. And I think LeBron needs to play two more games to qualify for the scoring lead. And they've got two games against, I don't know who it is, it's the bottom feeders in the West remaining. And I wouldn't be surprised if those are the only two games that he plays the rest of the year. And I got to believe AD will start just skipping games as well once they realize they have no chance at really making the play-in round. So, Phoenix -11.5, Laker, total 232.5. Probably be on Phoenix, to be honest with you, especially if AD doesn't go. I could see them easily at home winning and easily covering. So I'm on Washington +12, Memphis +5.5, Chicago at home +6.5. And one prop I didn't mention is in the OKC game. You've got OKC is at home to Portland. They're 4.5-point favorites. I like Maledon on Oklahoma City over 16.5 points at -115. He scored 18-plus in five of his last six games. The only one he didn't was last game, actually. He only scored 9 points, but he played, I think, less than 30 minutes. He's been starting, playing more than 30 minutes, and the implied total in this game is 113 points. So total of 217 in the game. Oklahoma City's implied total is one that I saw is 113 points. So someone's got to score, and I think with him leading the charge at the point guard position, he can easily eclipse against Portland. He can easily eclipse the 16.5 points. So I'm on that prop. So that was a review of the NBA board. Lots of games on tap. A lot of crazy spreads that I'm just not comfortable being on. But three games I do like and the one prop. And we will take a quick break. And when we get back, we will hit the ice.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. On the ice tonight, we have 10 games in the NHL, and I'm on a few. A couple straight up and a few same game parlays. We start in Buffalo, where the high-flying Hurricane come in is on the money line -280. You can get Buffalo at +230. Total goals here is 6, and I'm actually on this for a same game parlay. I'm taking Carolina -280 and the over of 6 goals for a +140. These guys played December 4th at Carolina. Carolina won 6-2. Buffalo is out of the playoffs, but they are not giving up. They've been, to me, impressive in their late season. Not surge, but they're not tanking like so many teams in pro sports seem to do. They're actually 8-4-3 in their last 15. So playing well, I think they have the ability to score a couple goals. Carolina's been flying, so if they can put up 3 or 4, we're getting to around 6. So taking the Hurricane -280 and the over 6 for a same game parlay. Next game sees Columbus Blue Jackets travel to Philly. You can get Columbus at on the money line at +120. Philly at -140, total 6.5 for goals. I'm on the Blue Jackets, just straight up at a +120. I just think they're the better team. I know neither of these teams have been playing well. I was going to do a same game parlay, but at +120, I'm just happy to take the Blue Jackets. Both teams are struggling, giving up a lot of goals. Columbus is number 30 in the league at 3.73 goals against, and Philly's slightly better. They're the 27th worst at 3.51 goals against. Columbus, though, on the season is 32-32-6, so basically 500, but 14-18-2 in the road. So not great, but decent. Flip that to Philly. They're 22, 36, and 11 on the season, 13, 16, and 6 at home. And in their last seven, Columbus has lost seven straight. But when you look at it, you have to realize that two of them have come against Boston, home and home, a home and home with the Islanders, so a team that's been playing a little better lately. At Minnesota, hard place to win. At Winnipeg, not easy to win. And at Pittsburgh, a hard place to win. So they've lost seven straight. That looks terrible. But when you look at the teams they've played, it's not acceptable, but you understand why they've done that a little more. Philly, on the other hand, had a big win the other day, but they've lost five of the last seven. I just don't like the Flyers. Their season's over for sure. And happy to take Columbus on the plus money on the road. So taking Columbus plus 120. The next game, which I think will be the game of the night, is Colorado travels to Pittsburgh. This is the second half of a home-and-home for these guys. Colorado, you can get in the money line at minus 105. You can get the Penguins at minus 115. Total is six. If I had to lean, I'm not on this game, but if I had to lean, I would lean to the Avs. They've just been playing so well lately. Pittsburgh was playing well through most of March, but have kind of sputtered a little bit lately. And Colorado doesn't seem to be fazed by being home or on the road. I don't believe Nazem Kadri. I believe he's out their leading scorer, but they've got McKinnon back and Kale McCarr on defense. Their team is just flying. So I would lean the Avs at minus 105. I may take a look at that later, but right now I'm not on that. Next game of the night, we have the Rangers traveling not very far to play the New Jersey Devils across the river. So the Rangers are minus 150 in the money line. You can get the Devils at plus 130. Total here is 6.5. I'm not on this game at all. I'm just not sure that the total can get over 6.5. I would take the Rangers at minus 150. I would lean there on the money line. Just not sure the total can get. The Devils have been struggling lately, and when they struggle, they just don't score. And with the Rangers' defense, although it's struggled a little bit lately, and their star goalie, Shesterkin, hasn't played well in the last couple games. In fact, I think his quote after last game is, "I don't want to talk about my play lately." I do believe that he'd be able to turn it around. So he plays well. Devils aren't going to score. Got a tough time getting the 6.5, but I think the Rangers do win this. Next game of the night is Ottawa travels a very short trip to Montreal as well. You can get the Sens on the money line at minus 115. You can get the Habs at home on the money line, minus 105. The total here is 6. And I'm actually going to be on the Habs, money line at minus 105, and the over of 6 for a plus 245. So a big number there. I was going to go just Montreal money line. But the way these teams have been playing, both young, exciting teams to watch. You know, if you're a fan, you want to see some good young hockey players. And I think both these teams are going to look good in a couple years. But both teams have a lot of young guys who are playing well. The results haven't necessarily been there. The Habs are doing better lately, though. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10 at home against Ottawa, so that obviously spans over a few years, but always done well against the Sens. Brendan Gallagher is back for Montreal. He missed 8 games with a lower body injury, so that's a nice boost to them. They are also 11-9-4 since they changed their coach under Martin St. Louis, the new Martin St. Louis. So playing better. These guys met recently, March 19th at Montreal. The Habs won 5-1. So can they pull out a 5-1 win again? I'm not sure. I would like to see that. And the way the Sens have been playing lately, probably pull out a few more goals and get over the total of 6. And the reason I'm on the over is the goals against averages of these teams. So the Habs are the second worst in the NHL with a 3.72 goals against. And Ottawa is the 10th worst with a 3.20 goals against. So they like to give up goals. They've got some young guys who are playing well. This should be a good game. I think this will be a good tight game, so they'll be going hard. So I see Montreal winning at home. Going to take the minus 105 in the money line and going over the total of 6 for a plus 245 same game parlay. The next of the Pens-Avs game, this is probably the second best game of the night, or maybe the best game of the night. Toronto travels to Florida. They stay in the state of Florida, but the second game, they are plus 145 on the money line. Toronto's plus 145 on the money line. Home Panthers are minus 165. The total here is you can get over 7.5. You can get it even money plus 100. This is a tough game for me. The Leafs have been flying. I think there's a fair bit of value taking Toronto plus 145. They've been playing really well. But as have the Panthers, there's a reason these guys are one of the best, if not the best, in the league. And 7.5 is a lot of goals, but that's why it's at plus 100. I would lean to the Leafs at plus 145. And I'd probably lean to the over, to be honest with you. I think there are a lot of goals going to be scored here. But it's just a little too high a number for me. and don't want to go. I might go straight up on the Leafs at plus 145 in the money line, but not there yet. Next game of the night sees the red-hot Boston Bruins travel to the ice-cold Detroit Red Wings. You can get the Bruins on the money line at minus 210, and you get the home Red Wings at plus 175. Goal total here is over six, is 6.5, and I'm actually on the Bruins at minus 210 plus over 6.5 for a plus 195 same game parlay. These guys have played three times this year. Bruins won 5-1, Red Wings won 2-1, and then the Bruins won 5-1 again. The Bruins are 17-3-1 their last 21 games. They are as hot as any. Them and Minnesota have to be, to me, the two hottest teams in the NHL. And as I've said many times in this show, since the start of January, it seems once the calendar turns, the Bruins seem to wake up. And they've done exactly that. They've been playing really well. Detroit, on the other hand, they've allowed 26 goals in their last four games. That includes two 5-2 losses to the lowly Ottawa Senators last weekend. So they're giving up goals aplenty. I'm hoping that continues. I'm hoping Boston can rack up a few goals. And Detroit, help out and chip in a couple goals here and there and get that total to over 6.5. So I'm on the Bruins minus 210 plus the over of 6.5 goals for a total of plus 195. Last game, two more games. Minnesota, the Red Hot Wild, travel to Nashville to play the Predators. You can get both teams at minus 110, the money line, the total of 6 goals here. I'm actually on the Wild. They've been playing really well, and Nashville's been struggling. I'm actually surprised that this is basically a pick 'em. I know Minnesota's on the road, but they're 9-0-1 their last 10. Their only loss, I believe, is an overtime. Maybe it's a shootout loss to the Penguins. In that 10-game stretch, they've scored 3 goals or more in every game, and they've scored 34 goals and allowed just 16. That's why I'm not on the total. I think they could, the total is 6. I think they could get their half of that and get 3. Question is, the way they're playing on defense, can Nashville get to 3 as well? So I'm not sure they can, so I'm not on the total. Nashville has lost 3 of their last 5. Their only 2 wins are against Ottawa and Philly, so not exactly impressive victories. So I just think the Preds are a very good team, but they're struggling. The Wild are very hot. Happy to take them on the road at minus 110, weighing 1.1 units for my bet there. Final game of the night has the, second last game of the night, has the Islanders traveling to Dallas to play Stars. You can get the Islanders at plus 110 on the money line, Dallas minus 130 on the money line at home. Total 5.5. I'm not on this game. Dallas is a good team at home. That's why you see the 5.5 total. And I would lean to the Stars at minus 130, but not going to touch this game. The final game of the night sees the very high-flying Edmonton Oilers. They may not be the hottest team in the league, but they are the team that's scoring the most lately, for sure. They are hot, though. They are at San Jose. You can get the Oil at minus 180 on the money line, or you can get the home Sharks at plus 160 on the money line. 6.5 is the total here. I would definitely lean the Oilers. I was looking at doing the same game part of the Oilers and over 6.5. But San Jose can play well defensively. And I don't think they can beat the Oilers, but they're at home and expecting 7 goals, even the way the Oilers are playing. They might score 7 on their own. I just don't want to play that high total in this game with the Sharks at home. So before I go, though, hope you enjoyed the recap or the NHL board as well as the NBA board. But before I go, I want to remind you about a couple of partners we have here at Sports Ethos. One is Manscaped. You can go to manscaped.com. for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also, if you're looking for another sports book, check out our buddies at mybookie.ag. When you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL on a third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there. And I forgot to mention the Manscaped. When you go to Manscaped, use the code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 for 20% off. So, big NBA board, crazy NBA board. Only got a few plays there. Almost as big NHL board. Got a number of plays there. Should be an interesting night in sports as we slowly slide into the opening day of baseball in a couple days, which is going to be very exciting as well. Hope everybody enjoyed the recap. Hope you have some plays out there tonight. And if you do, I wish you the best of luck. And I will catch you tomorrow.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.